Would you please stand, join us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A motion to approve the minutes, please.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Agenda items, we have an executive session at 10 o'clock. I think that is zoning, isn't it, Tim?
Pending litigation.
Okay.
You know, after that, we'll reconvene in regular session and just a recess until 4:30, when we have our office holders meeting.
Okay. Tim, will you take us through the resolution to be adopted?
Yes, sir. First, under travel and training. First of all, we have a separate resolution to be adopted for travel and training.
You can come in. Tim, can you, Tim, just meet you, we'll take a break here for a minute.
Purpose was gardening?
Yeah. He came over back to me and it was chatting for a while, getting ready to pull out. Chatting for a while, next thing I know, Terry's getting down the road. She realized who she came over chatting for.
Okay. Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions as we started?
Certainly. We first have a separate resolution to consider. This is a travel and training for the Board of Elections. $3,500 to Columbus, Ohio, June 14th to June 17th to attend the SOS Summer Conference for Kincaid, Ellis, Von Stein, Slaughter, Piper, Smith, Harrison, and Clendenin. Motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Next, in travel and training, we have four travel and training to consider today. First is for Judge Keith Spaeth, Common Pleas Court OJMA Award for Excellence Presentation Continuing Education, $475, Columbus, Ohio, April 23rd to 24th. Next is for the Butler County Auditor's Office. This is for Roger Reynolds, Mike Tilton, Julie Joyce Smith, Ann Faust, Ted Best to attend the Ohio IAS Users Conference Professional Development, $2,500, Worthington, Ohio, June 2nd and 3rd. Next is for the Treasurer's Office to attend the Ohio IAS Users Group, Worthington, Ohio, June 2nd to June 3rd, $2,132. Tanya Blackwood, Brad Kuntz, Stan Etler, and Mary Jane Vestola. Next, from the Butler County Sheriff's Office, it's Marion Olivius for Domestic Violence 2 training for instructors, $145. London, Ohio, May 11th to May 12th. Finally, from the Recorder's Office, Dan Crank, Dennis Gall, Beth Wheeler, to attend the summer conference for the Ohio Recorders Association, land record training, $650, Westchester, Ohio, June 16th to June 19th. Next, under transfers and appropriations, I passed out a separate information on that. We have seven items to consider. First is to increase the general fund budget by $155,376 to conclude the GSC roof, which was damaged during the windstorm, and this will be reimbursed from insurance proceeds. Next, in the Workforce Development Stimulus Fund, a new fund number 1783. This is to increase the budget by $2,237,891. This is stimulus money that is being received for the youth work program that you've heard me mention a couple of times in a couple of previous meetings. This sets up all the accounts in order to manage and employ the people that will be part of this program. The individuals who participate in this program, will work at various private businesses and in public businesses for the summer period, and includes individuals, young people between the ages of 16 and 24. Next, item number 3, this is University Point TIF. This is a correction of account codes between two different accounts. Next, item number 4, Beacon Point Bond Retirement Fund, Fund 3106. You have an increase in budget of 30 cents. The next two items for the sewer fund and the water fund basically are offset each other. There's a net budget change of 0. What it is, it represents the transfer between funds of a Mr. Dan Shoopman. So first, in the sewer fund, an increase of $8,518 to the budget, fund 3,500. Next, in the water fund, an increase of $7,256 and a decrease in that fund by $15,773, causing the net 0 change in the budget for those two funds. And finally, item number 7, the water fund, 4,100. We have a transfer of $890 between accounts. Next item for finance is that we have a amended official certificate of estimated resources dated May 7th. This is for the Workforce Development Stimulus Fund. It sets up estimated receipts of $2,332,729. As we move into personnel, we have 9 personnel actions for you to consider today. First is to approve a step increase in children's services for collective bargaining unit member Michelle Fuller to $23.68, effective May 3rd, 2009, a 3.3% change. Next, approve a step increase in children's services for collective bargaining unit member Carrie Perez to $17.72, effective May 3rd, 3.4% change. Next is to approve a step increase in children's services for collective bargaining unit Alyssa Muncie to $22.90, effective May 8th, 2009, a 3.4% change. Next is to approve a step increase for children's services collective bargaining unit member Julie Smith to $25 per hour, a 3.3% change, effective May 8th. Next is to increase the step increase for Gail Johnson, Children's Services Collective Bargaining Unit member, to $19.94, effective May 12, 2009, a 3.3% change. Next is to approve a step increase for Stephanie Slaughter, Children's Services Collective Bargaining Unit member, to $18.47 per hour, a 3.3% change, effective May 25th. Next is to approve a comp time payout in Children's Services for Michelle Morris in the amount of $125.55. Next is to approve a comp time payout for Arthur Schallenbarger for $44.05 in Children's Services. Next is to approve a comp time payout in Children's Services for Carrie Jones in the amount of $335.28. Now as we move into Job and Family Services, we have 8 items for your consideration today. The first item is to approve a child care contract with ABC Learning Center from May 1, 2009 to April 30th, 2010 for up to $417,800. Next is to approve a child care contract for Job and Family Services with Great Miami Valley YMCA, May 1/09 to April 30th 09, $6,300. Next is to approve a childcare contract with the Great Miami YMCA. This is at Morris Road, May 1st through 2009 to April 30th 2010 for up to $12,900. Next is to approve an amendment for a Job and Family Services contract with the Butler County Mental Health Board for mental functional assessment services. This contract is increasing by $35,000, increasing the total contract to $160,000. Next is a an agreement with Agape for Youth Inc. to provide reunification services for families from May 1, 2009 to April 30th, 2010. This particular service provides assessment in order to identify the needs of the families in order to create an atmosphere for reunification. It provides parenting education, mentoring services, tutoring, self-sufficiency training, youth and family activities, and 24-hour crisis intervention to stabilize and reunify the family unit. Next, we have an amendment to a Children's Services contract for Transitions for Youth Placement Services to increase the contract by $107,165 to a maximum contract of $170,527. Next, we have a First Amendment to a contract for the Children's Center of Ohio. This contract increases the contract amount by $276,914, which creates a maximum in this contract of $569,000. Next, you have a request to approve a second amendment to a Children's Services contract with Sojourner Recovery Services to provide substance abuse services in order to expand the substance abuse treatment currently provided. There is no change in the contract amount. There is an additional treatment, methadone treatment, that is being added to this particular contract. Now, as we move on to water and sewer. Water and sewer has 10 items for you to consider today. First is to advertise for bids for Morris Road Water Main Project, contract 07A3. Next is to approve and execute a contract 008A84 with Atlanta Construction for concrete requirements in the amount of $149,200. Next is to approve an agreement with Recovery Solutions Corporation for collection services on delinquent accounts. Next is to approve Ohio Public Works payment request in the amount of $74,312 for the cast iron water main replacement project. Next is also to approve request number 12 for the Ohio Public Works for $57,242 for the cast iron project. Water and Sewer also asks you to approve an execution agreement with Miller Coors LLC and Tedia Company to allow the Solid Waste Management District to provide grant funding for 2009 Ohio Pollution Prevention Intern Program. Next, Water and Sewer requests you to approve a reimbursement for the Swordsville Phase 1 Water Reclamation Facility Improvement Project and the Sharon Creek Force Main Project to be funded with Ohio Public Works Commission. Next, Water and Sewer requests you to approve a consulting contract with Red Oak Consulting Services, who are performing a water and wastewater cost of service study to develop more equitable rates for customers, and the total consulting contract is $26,700 even. Next is to approve the sale of auction items over GovDeals. And then finally, for Water and Sewer, you're requested to approve the appointment of Adam Sackenheim as Vice Chair of the Butler County Solid Waste Management District Policy Committee, effective May 11th, 2009. So we move on to the engineer. The engineer has five requests for you today. First is to approve and execute a contract for 2009-2 with Senesis Construction Company for the Beckett Road Improvement Project in the amount of $1,376,594. Next is to approve agreement with Liberty Township Trustees for Township Traffic Signal Maintenance. Next is to approve a City of Fairfield request for permissive vehicle fund tax allocation of $8,855 for traffic signal for Port Union Road at Thunderbird Lane. Next, the engineer requests you to approve a City of Fairfield request for permissive motor fuel or motor vehicle tax allocation of $14,190 even for traffic signal upgrade at Sims Road and North Gilmore Road. And then finally, the engineer requests you to grant a special hauling permit to D. Crane Rental, LLC. Under miscellaneous, we have five items today. First is to approve a sub-grant agreement between Job and Family Services and CSEA to establish terms and conditions for CSEA's receipt of federal funding. Second is to approve and execute a spectrum sharing agreement with Westchester and Oxford to permit the utilization of the 800 megahertz radio frequencies on the new emergency radio system. Next is to approve a participation agreement with St. Clair Township Trustees for St. Clair to join the countywide 800 megahertz radio system. Another request for reimbursement of $43.26 to Marianne Williams for a light breakfast at the Workforce One meeting. And then finally, to approve the appropriation of $10,000 for MidFest in for Middletown, Ohio. And lastly, to approve 54 payments under the then and now certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Is anyone in the audience speak board, address the board? Commissioners have anything to bring before the board? Nothing. Seeing none, we will take a motion to not adjourn, but to recess until our 4:30 meeting. We're going up to executive session for personnel at 10, and then on to 4:30 at the budget committee meeting tonight with the officers at 4:30.
So, motion to recess to executive session.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.